Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning. What does it mean to be blessed by God? What does it mean in the sense of how we might talk about it today? How many of you have ever said when you have had some kind of material benefit, I'm blessed? We say it all the time, don't we? If things are kind of working out, we'll often call that being blessed. Whether we attribute it to God or not, that's often a saying that we'll make. I remember when we lived in the South, in Arkansas, this was an expression that was said throughout the day. Either you'd say something when you were really angry at somebody, you'd say, oh, bless their heart. I don't know if you know that. If you're ever in the South, that really means someone's mad at you. It took me a while to figure that out. When they say, oh, bless their heart, it really means, doesn't really mean what it says. And when we talk about being blessed, or you're so blessed, or they're so blessed, or this kind of stuff, we often would talk about it as if it was a benefit. In other words, as if it was something that was given to us, or it was a benefit bestowed upon you by God. And that's one way that we might think. And I think it's a natural way for us to maybe think about our own life, especially if we encounter someone who might be much less fortunate than us or might have be going through a much bigger struggle. We might see that as a blessing. But when we hear that, and then when we hear the gospel for today, we have to be careful because the words mean something completely different. The words that we hear Jesus saying today in their original origin, both either in the Hebrew or in the Greek, to say blessed means to have a relationship with God. It means to be in a deep sense of wholeness with God. And it's a little bit different than how we might think about it, because when Jesus is saying this, this is his story of the blessings, he's saying it to say, these are the people that are closest to God in most relationship. And it's puzzling. When Jesus gave this particular sermon in this gospel, he's said to be on the mount. And the mount is a place that's sort of a high cliff over the Sea of Galilee. And on the top of the cliff there's a church now, and it's beautiful. But if you look up onto the cliff, you can see sort of the great Sea of Galilee. You can see off into a little bit further, you see some hills back in one area. In another direction, you can look over to the Red Sea. And it's a beautiful place, and it has a very large amount of long grass, and it sort of just wanders on up. Another place in the gospel where Jesus is attributed to have said these same things, he's given the Sermon on the Plain, which is another place close to the Sea of Galilee. When he was gathering the people in this particular region, this would have been a lot of folks who had been sort of cast out of the main society. And so when he's saying this, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who thirst for righteousness, blessed are those who are persecuted or hurt. What he's saying is that when you're in these times, it might be the time that you find your closest relationship with God. Now think about that for a minute. Think about your own moments in your own life. When was it that you could be the closest to God? If we really want to talk about it, I think sometimes it's not at the happiest moments in our life, though we might acknowledge God. When everything is working, we might not really find God in that place. We might, in fact, kind of forget God. Does that ever happen? You know, when you're just kind of flying high, you just don't think God was right there. But I'm willing to bet in a moment of deep struggle in your life, in a moment when you're taken down, or when that time is that nothing seems like it's really going to work, when it's one of those tough moments, we might feel a distance from God, but we might also find that that's the time when God is closest to us. When God is in that deepest relationship that we might need and might find. I find that as a pastor, that when I talk with folks, the times when they most need God and the times when they find that they might be closest to God are those very times that we hear Jesus talking about today in the gospel. So what does that mean for us in our relationship? The Old Testament reading today is from Micah, and it's one of my favorite passages of Scripture. What does the Lord require of us but to do justice, to love mercy? Let me make sure this quotation is right. I know a different version of it. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Another translation is to love mercy. Think about that for a minute. To do justice, to love kindness, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Can we really do that in our lives? I think the challenge is to find ourselves being on that other part of the phrase that Jesus talks about in the gospel. To be the poor, to be the thirsty, to be the meek, to be the one seeking after righteousness. Intentionally in our life to put ourselves in that position, and then we might be living into what Micah is even calling us to. The gospel is telling us that God is with us. The gospel tells us in the story of Christmas that God is Emmanuel, that God dwells with us. The story of the gospel continues to tell us as Jesus gets older, he is like us and moves with us, and that God is with us and understands the plights that we go through. The gospel tells us that God is there to support us through our sicknesses and through our wellness. The gospel tells us that we can be blessed, that we can be in deep relationship with God in every moment of our life. I don't know if there was any better news than that than I could tell you. And it's because of the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ that that can happen. Sometimes it's tough to see, isn't it? Sometimes it's tough to really know that that relationship is there. Where is God? Why isn't God making this go away? Why isn't God fixing everything? Why is God blessing everybody else but not blessing me? When we don't use the word quite right. And yet the promise of the gospel is that God is with you. And that God is blessing you. And that God is in relationship with you. Maybe this week, look around. Look for these blessings as Jesus talks about it. Look for the poor and the meek and the humble and those who seek for righteousness around you. They're there. You might even be one of them. And so Jesus is there on the mountain. It's a beautiful day. And you can see the Sea of Galilee behind you. The grass is blowing. You can smell that sweetness as if it was spring. And Jesus says to you, you are loved and you are blessed by God. So now what are you going to do with it? Amen.